Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this day is Exodus chapter 15, a part of which reads, "Then Moses and the people of Israel sang the song of the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider, he is thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." You may be seated. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Today we sing the song of victory. God has accepted the sacrifice of his son. He has brought him back to life. God has redeemed him from the clutches of death. He has redeemed him from the clutches of Satan himself. He has redeemed him from the load of our sin. He has risen from the dead. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia. But whose song of victory is it? A father and a daughter were riding in a car listening to the radio, and the song comes on, "The Lion Sleeps Tonight," and dad is singing along, and the daughter looks at her dad with such curious eyes. "Dad, where did you learn that song?" "Oh," dad said, "that's nothing new. I learned it when I was a kid. I grew up with it." And the daughter looked at him and said, "But I learned it from the Lion King." So whose song is it? Is it the song of the Lion King generation, or is it the song of moms and dads? How about Moses' song? Is it your song? Is it his resurrection song? Why is Moses' song the song of Christ on this day of victory? Today we learn again that it is his song of victory, that it is his song has become their, or is their song. Their song has become my song. My song has become our song. It is the song of Moses, certainly. But that first day did not look like a victory. We just passed through the wilderness of Lent, Jesus' 40 days spent in the wilderness. There Satan tempted Jesus, and when Satan couldn't win, he departed until another time. And on that Maundy Thursday, Satan entered into that small group of disciples there surrounding Jesus, and Judas betrayed Jesus. The chief priests put Jesus on trial and condemned Jesus. Pilate went ahead and executed Jesus. The disciples abandoned Jesus in the garden. Peter denied Jesus in the courtroom. It looked like Satan was winning. Just like a game of marbles, right? You're playing the game and somebody comes along with those great big steely and drops it right in the middle, smashes the center marble, and just like that, Satan dispersed all of the disciples and Jesus was left alone. Satan claimed the victory as Pharaoh did. "I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoils. My desire is to have my fill of them all. I will draw my sword and my hand shall destroy them." God had kept his word. Satan's victory was empty. He could not overcome God's word, the very word of God, Jesus Christ in the flesh. God had prophesied through his prophets that in the sign of Jonah, after 3 days, he'd be risen from the dead. And Jesus of himself said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Christ is risen. Hallelujah. He, yes, Jesus, is the one that destroys disease by healing. He is the one that destroys blindness by giving sight. He is the one that gives the lame the ability to walk. He is the one that destroyed death itself by raising them from the dead. For Revelation chapter 1 says, Jesus says, "I have the keys of death and Hades." 1 Corinthians 15 says the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And in 2 Timothy 1, he has abolished death. And now we wait. We wait to see the results. The results at the end of time, it is written in Revelation chapter 20, death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. No longer will death and the grave afflict God's people. The song of Moses has become Christ's song. He is risen.
He is risen.
But is Moses' song their song? It was the song of the Israelites. Again, it did not look like a victory. When the children of Israel stood on the shores of the Red Sea, and as the Egyptians were approaching, they complained to Moses, "Have you brought us out here to die?" The Israelites feared death. But God had kept his word. Today we hear the song of Moses in Exodus 15, and as Moses and Miriam and Aaron sang along, so did the Israelites. "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider have been thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him." God had kept his word. He had kept his word, and it was becoming a blessing to them. And right at the last book of the scriptures, we read in Revelation that they sang the song of Moses and the Lamb. The deliverance at the Red Sea pointed to a larger deliverance of God's people from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil through Jesus Christ. In other words, God's Old Testament people looked forward. We look back. God's Old Testament people looked forward to the time when the Messiah, Eve's offspring, yes, Judah's offspring, would come and deliver them from the horse and the rider of eternal death. Sounds like Revelation to me, doesn't it? And we look back to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who was delivered from death and the power of the grave. And so we join, they too are joined with Christ, looking forward to the time when God will deliver all believers, Old Testament, New Testament, and today, be to be with him forever. For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
But is that song my song? Through baptism, that song has become my song as well. For I am joined with Christ in his death and resurrection. Though this life doesn't always seem like there's going to be a victory, think about the times Satan and his demons have said, "I will get you, I will pursue you till your dying day. I will see if your God will really help you. No, I own you, I will destroy you and what you have." And there are days, aren't there, it seems that Satan wins. There are so many people struggling with sickness and illness and eventually die. And what do we see but a casket or an urn? Christian people to whom God has been faithful struggle right up to life's end. And I've heard people comment and say, they were doing so well yesterday. But Satan now has seized the opportunity and took their life away. But God has kept his word. His word is delivered before Satan ever takes the life of a baptized child of God. For in baptism, God claims me as his own, you as his own. There I am joined with him, not only in his death, but in his resurrection. In baptism, Christ's song has become Christ's song is Moses' song, and the Israelites' song now has become my song too. And even though Satan would say, "I got you," God says, "Aha, I got him before. I have been joined in baptism with him." It is right in my own body and soul that I experience the Red Sea. There are times when I am faced with my own drowning and reminded in the catechism, baptism signifies that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all its sins and evil desires. But a new man should daily come forth to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Every time God's Spirit convicts me of sin and leads me to confess it before God, and I say I'm sorry to my neighbor that I've wronged and repair the damage, God puts my sinful nature to death by drowning it in the water and the word and the baptism. And finally, when the sea of death comes to close my eyes, my sinful nature finally dies. And all who believe in Christ wait to be clothed with the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Song of Moses and the Israelites remind me day after day of the deliverances which I have in life through the forgiveness of sins. Moses' song points me to the greater deliverance that we all look forward to and have by faith in Christ Jesus, the resurrected one. This is to be true every day of our lives. Hebrews chapter 2 says, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself will likewise partook of the same things, that through his death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For his song has become my song, and my song has indeed should become your song. Christ is risen." His song is their song. His song is my song. Is his song your song? Through baptism, we are joined together in a body of Christ. At first, it may not look like that, that we are joined into one body. For whatever congregation we belong to, we may lament its pains and woes. The Christian church and its witness seem weak. Satan attacks the body of Christians and disperses them. Some blame delinquents. Factions develop. Denominations splinter off. Because there is not this unity in faith. But God keeps his word. We're to confess what God has revealed in his word, that there is one holy and apostolic church. That is the truth, and God will keep his word, and because this is true, we are to hold and to maintain the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. We confess that one faith, and we warn those who do not confess that same faith. Where there is not the unity of faith, its witness is clouded and hindered, souls are hurt and injured and endangered. What confidence that we are to have with the Lord's Supper, a holy communion, to confess this one faith that the Lord has given to us. He has given us his word. You agree with him, and I agree with him. And as we commune in a holy communion, we have a unity of visible faith. Indeed, as we leave our struggles, our sins, with the Lord, he teaches us. That's what a national church body is supposed to be all about, and a congregation is supposed to be about, confessing the faith and nurturing souls, learning, living, and sharing Christ through God's word. We speak the creeds together, apostles, Nicene, Athanasian. We learn to confess what we have learned in the small catechism. We bind ourselves to the Book of Concord as a testimony of what is taught in the Scriptures. It is our song of the gospel. It is our song of deliverance from the Red Sea of doubts, and we say amen. God keeps his word. Through his word, preaching, baptism, and the Lord's Supper, we hear again of Christ's death and victory, that it becomes ours through Christ Jesus. His song is their song. My song, our song. Through the Red Sea of life, we reach that promised land. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.